Okay, Tov, Shabbat Tov, Mazal Tov. It's a little bit bewildering. The entire four parashiyot we just went through is the introduction to Sefer Vayikra. We went through Terumah, Tetzaveh, all about the collecting the money, collecting everything we need for the Mishkan, Kelim, Bigdei Keona, then Vayakel Pikudei, putting it all together. It's a lot about the Mishkan, I get it. But for some reason, smack in the middle of all of that, right at the hinge pin, in between, at the point of conversion from collecting to action, the Torah goes out of its way. At the beginning of Vayakel, you're like, why are we talking about Vayakel? One second. I didn't hear Roy reading the Torah yesterday. I'm still in Vayakel. So anyway, the beginning of Vayakel, the Torah says, keep Shabbat. What does Shabbat have to do with all of this? It's a little bit strange. In the middle of all the Mishkan, Shabbat, 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 for three Pesukim, back to the Mishkan. Rav Pinkus in Shabbos Malkisa, Rav Pinkus writes how Shabbat is very much symmetrical to the Mishkan. We light candles at the onset of Shabbat. There was a menorah in the Mishkan. We had lechem apanim, the bread on the shulchan in the Mishkan. We have lechem at the center of our table on Shabbat. We have the Levi'im singing for us in the Mishkan, Vir HaMikdash, and so too we have zemirah on Shabbat. And the ideas continue of basar v'yayin, of the korbanot. We have the aroma of the ketoret, the food at the table. The ideas continue. Shabbat is the place that brings us back to the Mishkan every single week, to the Beit HaMikdash. The Shekhinah is shorah. Hashem's presence is palpable in the Beit HaMikdash and in the Mishkan. And so too at our Shabbat table, we try our best that we should reach that as well. So a couple once came to Shlomo Zalman Orbach and said, Rabbi, all week long we're running and running and running. We don't have time to fight. Come Shabbat, the phone is away. There's nobody there. It's just us. And then all of a sudden, there's everything to talk about, everything to fight about. What are we supposed to do, Rabbi? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, if there was a guest at your table, would you fight? He said, of course not. He said, the Shekhinah is here. Shabbat is here. How can you fight in front of the Shekhinah? The same Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, when his wife died, did not ask his wife for mechila. Usually when a spouse dies, you're supposed to ask for mechila for all the times you did the wrong thing in your marriage. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I have nothing to ask mechila for my wife for. He had a perfectly harmonious marriage, b'shalom. We can all learn from that, to make sure the Shekhinah is shora in our home. A person knows, there is mezuzah v'pitcho, there's a mezuzah on his door, talit, and he is wearing tzitzit b'vigdo, tefillin b'rosho, he's surrounded by mitzvot, he'll never sin, the Gemara says. So if a person realizes Shabbat is here, the Shekhinah is here, he would never sin. Along with this idea of the onset of the Mishkan, preparing for the Mishkan in our home, there's also Chanukah HaMishkan, the 7 days of celebrating the beginning. Celebrating the start of something new, of the building of the Mishkan and the bringing of the Korbanot in our home. So too, when a marriage begins, we have 7 days. 7 days of celebration of Sheva Berachot to just enjoy kicking off the moment. The beginning of something new. Just to review for 3 seconds. The way to celebrate that, the way that we reenact the Chuppah moment with a meal of Sheva Berachot, we have Panim Chadashot, two individuals, according to our tradition, two individuals who did not eat yet at any of the prior celebrations, from the Chuppah and on. Two individuals who are adult Jewish males, and who themselves ate bread, or at the very least mezonot, the preferably bread, at this Seudah, along with a total, all including themselves, of 7 individuals minimum who ate bread, total of 10 individuals altogether. If a minyan of people, 7 eat bread, 3 eat something else. And then you can say all 7 of the Sheva Berachot. Now, the Chatan and Kala have to be there also. They also have to eat bread, the Chakila. So, machloket about the Kala. For sure, the Chatan should be eating bread. And you have to make sure that it's Beit Chatanim. Make sure that it's the house of the Chatan and Kala. So nowadays, I'm sure, as much as it's nice to have an apartment, there's no chance that any young couple wants to host the entire community in their apartment every single night. So nowadays, we rely on lenient opinions. Many posim rely on lenient opinions that when you go to somebody else's house, you go to the restaurant, the catering hall, that's an extension of your home.
But that's assuming that the Tani Kala want to be there. So don't hold him there for too long.
If he wants to run, so say the Berachot and let him run. Don't keep him there forever. These are some of the important halachot to keep in mind as we begin Chanukah Mishkan, Chanukah Mizbeah, Yomi Mashach Oto, and for the 7 days that follow, should make sure that we follow the halachot correctly and properly, to properly recite the berachot that should be recited. If we're lacking the Shpanim Chadashot, we're lacking the Minyan, we're lacking the Beit Chatanim, we will only recite HaGefen and Asher Baras Ason V'Simcha, everything else for another time. And if there is somebody who is at the Sheva Brachot, and he's complaining, and he's saying, you're allowed to do this, or you're not allowed to do that, tell him this is not the place for that. Call the rabbis, let the rabbis make the decisions. Not the place for that. And shouldn't ruin the Simcha of the Chatan and Kala, shouldn't embarrass people in public, it's not worth it. More importantly, to make sure the Shekhinah is here. The Shekhinah is here, the fighting is not welcome here. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen. Thank you.